Chapter 9. Words about an inquiry. Compline having been properly chanted, and the monks all having retired for the evening, the abbot and Willibald could be found in the sitting room of the abbot's residence. Certainly it should be grand silence, but the abbot had excused himself, as may be his wont, so that he and Willibald might pursue further conversation, that is, further than they had gotten at the end of supper until Compline. The abbot knew what he was going to do, but he wished to run it by his friend for his possible opinion. It was not the case that the friend's opinion might result in any change in his plans. He was not searching for any opinion of that sort. No, he just wanted to get some kind of reaction. Well, to be quite precise, he really wanted mainly to state right out into the real world in a loud voice what his plans were. It was like something bottled up inside him that just had to get out, and it really did not matter how it got out as much as that it actually did. Perhaps, however, just perhaps, if Willibald agreed that the scheme was a good one, well, that could give a boost to the abbot's flagging spirits. He was, after all, not an evil man, but he told himself that he might be willing to permit evil, if by that means he could save the world. Now the monks had already all retired. One of them had, however, before retiring, stoked the fireplace in the abbot's sitting room. Despite the extreme cold of the mountain side of the monastery, it was reasonably warm in the room. Moreover, the abbot had a few stuffed and upholstered chairs arranged in front of and facing the fire. In the right corner stood a small table, with an already opened bottle of wine and two medium pewter cups with handles. The two men had entered the residence by the main door, which opened from a small arcade that ran alongside the monk's dormitory. This door opened into a squarish foyer. There were four doors that led from the room. Two doors were on either side of the far wall, and one door in each of the side walls. The ones in the far wall accessed the abbot's sleeping room and the guest room. The one to the right went to the abbot's office, the one to the left his sitting room. The beamed ceiling was not well noticeable in the slight light provided by a candle in a wall sconce near the door on the left wall. The abbot motioned to that door, and Willibald proceeded to it with the abbot close to his right side. When they were both by the door, the abbot reached out and opened it. As the door swung into the room, Willibald went in, followed by the abbot. In the relative warmth of the room, each man removed his heavy outer cloak. The abbot motioned Willibald to a chair and went himself to fill two cups with some of the wine that had been so thoughtfully provided by the little monk to whom the abbot had hinted earlier.